Sustainability is about considering the future as we go about everyday life. So, what challenges do young people face today? Hello and welcome to the Future Voices Sustainability Series. My name is Remy Norton and I'm a final year Charles Sturt student studying a Bachelor of Communication, specialising in news and media. I recently had the pleasure of working with Charles Sturt academics and students from Bathurst High Schools to unpack the United Nations Sustainability Development Goals to highlight localised issues of youth interest and concern. I am the producer of the first four episodes of this podcast series that have been written and recorded by senior students from both campuses of Denison College. Denison students came together for a day of production in the new Charles Sturt Communication Precinct, where they learned how to plan and record their own podcast episodes. Students spoke to special guests and industry experts to gain a better understanding of their chosen issues and look forward to sharing some of these ideas with their community.
Good afternoon, guys and gals. Welcome to the awesome cast. Today is episode 100, The Big One.
The Big One.
I'm joined today with our wonderful guests who are also my co-hosts, because I'm not the one running this podcast, Harriet, Alexis, and Val, discussing gender equality.
On social media.
In early days that people would like, oh, Twitter's going to outrage about something.
Yeah.
Twitter's going to protest something. That's very left-leaning. Now it's sort of taken over to the fact where they're using it for, quote, hate speech.
I think regarding Twitter, it's also since Elon bought Twitter itself, hate speech has been disguised as freedom of speech. So people are using this guise of speaking about freedom of speech just so they can discriminate against certain groups of people, including women, and that's how it draws back to sexism in itself.
So, to elaborate on that, do you think, even setting aside Elon Musk's reforms to the Twitter platform, do you think the people on Twitter itself are starting to be more active in their hate speech? Like, for example, these podcast people that we see perpetuating notions of masculinity, hating women. Do you think we see that more now because of the X reforms, or that was always a thing?
I think we see it more now. I think it's been around for a long time. However, I think we see it more now because people have given a platform to be able to say things like that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a consequence of the X reform. It is a concept that's been around since, like, I guess, short-form video content came up for them to quickly express a point where it can't as well be refuted if it were a long-scale video with multiple points. Because, I guess, if it were a long-scale video, people would have points to tackle. People would have points to, you know, riot again. To get full-scale, I guess, ideas of where these content creators are coming from, you would have to piece together all of their content.
So you're saying due to this influx in short-form video, we're seeing growth in content that people cannot refute because it's so short. We don't see other sides. All we're being told and seen are these shorter versions of single points with no rebuttal.
Yes. I think that structured content would require you to have other sides. You can't quite as well spit out a bunch of one-sided nonsense in a 20-minute video.
And do you think characters such as Andrew Tate and Ben Shapiro are feeding into their audience of maybe even young teens who are seeing them as figures, and they're delving into that because they know they can either make money or get fame because of these attributes?
I think the figures are especially alluring to younger people and teenagers because people will see these people and they portray themselves as obviously wealthy as they are, but also being good with relationships. They present themselves as someone who truly does know what they were talking about and who is mature. So kids will look at these people, and especially if they're having a tough time relating to guidance from their own lives, then it can definitely sort of take the place of that, and people will listen to them.
Yeah, and there are definitely a lot of expectations in the time of growing up. Like, I myself feel like these expectations placed on youth tend to override their ability to find their own identity and kind of end up almost encouraging them to seek guidance from these sources.
definitely.
So because these figures are sort of perpetuating themselves as like your friend, your brother, the guy that can get you the ladies, you know, and the money. You think a lot of young people, especially dudes, they're attaching themselves to these people because they're sort of the voice of themselves. I believe this because he does. And because he does this and he gets these things, I so will as well. Yes, Alexis?
And I especially believe that with things like that and being told, oh, you do these things, do as I do, like Andrew Tate, you do these things and you will get relationships, be in relationships. But oftentimes those things don't work, and because they don't work, it'll often lead people down the road of aggression and hatred towards not getting the things that they've been told they can attain at a young age.
Hi, I'm Isabel Fox. I'm the Managing Director of Consent Education Australia.
So some of you may recognise me. I come to schools and universities, workplaces, and talk a lot about sex, healthy relationships, consent, gender and diversity, all of those sorts of things.
Do you think social media is impacting this a lot more than you have ever seen, a lot more than people in your field may have seen previously?
In terms of what?
Consent.
Oh, yes. Look, it's social media is both a blessing and a curse, I think. Before social media, before the internet, really you just had a very small area, circle of influence to get information from. I think some really great things come from social media in that we understand that we may be the only openly gay student in our year, but actually there's a lot more than just our school offers. So we get a sense of a broader community, but we do know that it does often promote voices that can be quite toxic.
In the case of, do you know about Andrew Tate?
I have heard the name.
He focuses mainly on, like, I guess, idealizing masculinity and ends up talking a lot about, I guess, harmful ideas about relationships that, to the unaware, come off as
great advice. Yeah.
It's not a great advice, but they see it as
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
But if that's the only voice in your life, and I do know Andrew Tate's work quite well, unfortunately, we know that if that's the only source of information and the only person that's talking to you about what it is to be a man, then that's going to have a big influence. What we know, though, is that toxic masculinity, as he would, or, you know, that type of hyper-masculinity, is actually just as damaging for young men as it is for everyone else in their circle. So what we look at is that when you take power out of sex, and it's not like, you know, a conquest or something that you have to win or something that you have to kind of get from somebody, it's actually a lot more fun and a lot more enjoyable. And you'll find the right person to do the things that you want to do rather than, you know, I'm big and strong, I can make somebody, you know, bend to my will. It's actually going to be way better for the young men involved in this. We want everybody to have happy, healthy, amazing sex lives that don't harm other people, including themselves.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, we're all very thankful of our opportunity.
I believe we have a lot to thank for the Bachelor of Communication and Sustainability at Charles Sturt University. And check out 2mce.org for more information and unique new episodes.
Thank you for tuning in to the Future Voices Sustainability series. Make sure to stay connected and listen out for our next episode as students continue to explore and discuss youth-nominated topics. A heartfelt thank you goes out to senior high school participants, visiting teaching staff, Charles Sturt lecturers, and all special guests for their invaluable contribution in bringing this podcast to life. A special acknowledgement to Sustainability at Charles Sturt, who supported this work through a sustainability project grant. You can find out more about this inspired work happening across our university in the annual Charles Sturt Sustainability Development Goals Report.